another show, which is called Questions and Answers with the Elohim, a one-hour show with Winfrey and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in California. And this show, every week on Wednesday, if you have questions, feel free to ask those per email to our sources. Today it is September the 23rd, 2020, and as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We had a few more people join in the last minute. I welcome you folks. If you want to, feel free to say your name and location.
Teresa Johnson, Desert Hot Springs, California.
Hello, Teresa. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Teresa.
Thank you for being here. And the next caller, please say your name and location.
I have Dharmananda.
Welcome, Dharmananda.
Thank you.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello, everybody.
All right. But Jeannie in Arizona, David, he never has been live with us on the call in Vocular, but he asks time after time, what does he do on Sunday, right? Or on Wednesday? On Wednesday, he does ask questions, yes.
Mark.
All right, the next caller has joined in. We welcome you. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. And the next caller, feel free to say your name and location.
Yeah, Robert in New York.
Hey, Robert, welcome.
Hi.
Hey,
Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hello, Raiden, welcome.
Hi.
Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry, welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Greetings, Terry.
Hi.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Of course, Jane,
hi,
welcome.
Jane.
Yes, thank Jane. You. Hi. Hi, Don.
Hi. All right. And someone else joined in. We welcome you. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
What should I ask a question about? I couldn't think of anything.
I can't ask.
That's a good question.
What should I ask? We have in advance. More people joined in. Welcome. Feel free to say a name and location.
Yes,
Robin from Virginia.
Robin from Virginia, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm Jennifer from Greensburg.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hello, hello. Hi, everyone.
And more people join in. Welcome to you all. If you want to, feel free to say a name and location.
Roger.
Don in Sedona.
I hear Roger and Don. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Don.
Woohoo. Two more people joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Tatiana from San Mateo, California. Love
hello,
everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Tatiana.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you
hi,
for
Tatiana.
Being here.
Hi, how are you, Terry?
Hey, I'm okay.
Terry, I love you.
Positive greetings.
I'm from Fort Townsend, Washington.
Who's this from Washington?
Helma from Fort
Townsend. Hi, Helma. Welcome.
Thank
welcome,
you.
Helma.
Helma, hi, Helma. If I'm saying your name right.
Yep. And Tatiana, where are you currently located?
San Mateo, California.
San Mateo, right. On the coast.
Mm-hmm. Close. Mm-hmm.
Near the coast.
Yeah, near San Francisco. Terry, I'm going to San Diego.
You going to San Diego?
Yeah, this is for Terry.
Uh-huh.
To meet with Reverend. Bill,
Kelly, are you okay? You're going to be sick. Oh, God. Oh, God.
No, I'm
okay. Crisis averted.
Jerry?
I win.
Hi, everybody. I win.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi, it's Lauren from Forest, Washington.
Welcome, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, folks.
Hi.
And
hi.
Also,
hi, Robert.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to, welcome you. And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, and everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Good evening, Shirley. Hi, welcome.
Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
All right.
Who is in Felton, California? Isn't Felton near Santa Cruz? I think so. Oh, well.
Near Santa Cruz.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Welcome,
hi.
Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, guys.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Vin?
Juliet. Juliet,
yes.
She, you know, just a moment. I know you had sent a question in a couple of weeks, and you sent it to the wrong email. Did I ever correct that with you?
No. What email should I have sent it to?
Questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Otherwise, it gets lost. I got too many emails and questions@intelligent-infinity.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So I will do that.
Okay.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. And the next caller, welcome. Please share your name by location.
This is Jill from Rochester, Minnesota.
Hello, Jill. Welcome.
Hi, Jill. Hi, everybody.
No Jerry today, huh?
Nope, I haven't seen or heard from him hardly at all today. So, nope, he's not with me today. Katie's with me, but she ran away.
Terry's here, is she not?
Yes, he is. Her body is.
Her body is. Thank you.
Hi.
We're going to start in 2 minutes.
You just FYI, Vin, we have several apparently first-time callers with us tonight.
Well, you know what? I sent an email out, and I'm sure some people are going to be
all right
wanting to hear what we're talking about. Did you see the email?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I got to say right on top that, you know, time after time you see those emails from sometimes, quote unquote, trusted sources, and year after year, actually. So
I'm not saying it's a trusted source. I'm not. I'm just saying, given the situation today, the things in it are possible, just from my own common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not like far out predictions. It's like there's things going on in our country now that I would never even believe were possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And
let the information that comes forth encourage us to pay more attention still to the whole planet healing call. You know what I'm saying? That
I know.
Right.
Are you going to cover Cedar's question?
Am I going to what?
Cover Cedar's question.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cedar's questions?
I saw Cedar's questions, yeah.
Well, because that's the most important thing in the world right now. We don't even know if it's going to happen or not. Maybe yes, maybe no, who knows?
Okay. There's so many most important things in the world right now.
When this is the most important, I think, in the world right now, because this could affect billions of lives.
All right,
I think they already covered it.
They already covered it, but I'll bring it up again, okay?
Because it changed direction. It changed the
all right,
trajectory.
Just relax. Let's not talk about it. We'll get to it, all right? But
it did. It changed direction.
Well, trajectory.
Is it worse or better?
Well,
worse.
I'm gonna I'm going to read what she just said. Okay?
FYI, we have also a Jeannie from Arizona with us tonight, and she was she got here through through Mark in Ireland. She's communicating.
Oh, really?
With. Yeah.
Mark Sonnenberg for tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's nice having Jeannie's on the line.
Yes.
Good evening.
Every hour, let's get started, okay?
It's a little All right. Mask. I'm going to mute the ding-dongs. Oops, it didn't work out. Give me 1 second. And today it is the 23rd of the beautiful month of September.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is September 23rd, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and everybody everywhere. And the normal name for this call is Questions with the Elohim. And of course, most of you probably know that we have been having ongoing conversations with what identifies itself as the group soul that created the universe. I mean, they don't actually say, call us that. But, you know, in all our conversations with them, the way they explain it is, they existed as early creations in the universe. Early creations, what does that mean? There was no other nothing else there. There were no planets. There was no galaxies. And they were a break, just to say, the way they explain it is they were a break off from the one infinite creator. And they created the template for the beginning of the universe of the physical realm. And we've had hours and hours of conversations with them where they have explained how they did it. And historically, Elohim is the word for God in the Old Testament and the Book of Mormon. But they don't explain themselves to us as God in any conventional interpretation of that word. But they do say they're at the higher dimensions of the universe, and they can look down into our dimension and see what's going on. And everything I'm telling you, this is for anyone that's new, what I'm telling you, when I was first hearing these explanations, I would say to myself, how do I know that's true? How do I know they are who they say they are? And then over the years, it's been proven, as much as you can prove something like that, but demonstrations of their ability to project energy into this realm, to rearrange things so what looks like miracles happen. Since they're pure energy, they can manipulate reality. But they have a couple criteria. One is they honor free will, and they don't violate, they operate for the highest good of all concerned. So we ask some questions, and we have a whole planet healing call every night, because once I realized how powerful they were and how things screwed up things were in this realm, once I knew they had the ability to make a difference, then I thought that was the very most important part of this connection, okay? But We're going to get to the questions. Tonight, people have submitted questions, and we're going to ask the questions. But I got an email today from someone who I know for a long time, and he has his email sources, and he got an email today. And, of course, no one can say this is going to be true, but from the tone of it, and from my understanding of what's happening in the world right now, I think these are potentials. And of course, anything that's a potential can be changed. And it doesn't mean any of this is going to happen. And I don't usually like to read emails like this or talk about this stuff because it creates fear, or it can easily create fear. And I don't mean it with that intent. I mean it that there's certain things that you might want to be prepared for over the next few months as possibilities. We live in a crazy world, and I'm sure you all notice that there's things happening right now that from viruses that might be artificially created, fires that are raging out of control that might be artificially created, news media that only presents one side of the news and not the other, riots going on in cities where there is property destruction, looting, violence, and the police aren't doing anything. I don't mean to say that those people don't have reasonable issues, and that it's good to bring them to attention. But the way they're handling it, and their local governments are not, even when they're doing violence, destroying property, and et cetera, the police are not very well handling it. Of course, part of one of their issues is to defund the police. And a lot of people believe that they're, you know, it's not all spontaneous. They're being funded. And
we have somebody running for vice president on the Democrat side that says, makes an announcement. Go out and protest before the election, go out and protest day after the election. Very interesting.
But in following the news, thank you for interrupting me, Terry. I like it when you do that. if you follow the news, you have to follow alternative news to find the violence they're doing, because it's not in the mainstream news. There's many things that are not in the mainstream news. I mean, I'm not going to give you everything, but I'll just mention one that probably everyone was aware of, that Hillary had this thing of emails that were unsecured, and that there were, you know, thousands of emails that should have been in the secure email queue, and they weren't, plus a lot of personal emails, which apparently would have incriminated her for a lot of things. And yet, we read about that at the time. We read about the Clinton Fund and how it was misappropriating funds, but nothing ever happened. And I just got an email today that one of the FBI people who had her Uma Abedin's computer, her husband's computer.
Anthony Weiner.
I don't know. Anthony Weiner. And supposedly had all kinds of porn on it and Hillary messages that would have gotten her in trouble. The FBI guy that had the computer was told he had to destroy it, okay? And no charges have ever been brought up on any of this stuff. That's only like the tip of the iceberg. But the news is definitely biased. There definitely is a shadow government. There are definitely people that they have a right to protest police abuse, but they don't have a right to destroy the property of innocent people. And there's been people killed out there. There's been policemen that have been killed. You know, there's been protesters that have been hurt, and no one is calling in the troops to shut it down, okay? And the Democratic mayors of all these cities are not using their own police forces to stop it, okay? So, on that note, let me just go here. This was sent to me by my friend Dave, who keeps tabs of a lot of things. He's not an insider. This is not insider type information. This is like scenarios based on what's happening now of what could happen in the future. It's not psychic. It's not predictive. And my friend starts it off as, I'm sharing this with you out of an abundance of caution. I think many of the scenarios in this could possibly happen. And if nothing else, maybe sharing it with you will nudge you to prepare. Then he says, this is a compilation of several opinions from several sources. Likely timeline of events to take place now through January 20th. Due to the extreme volatility of current events, almost no one dares make predictions these days. But this timeline is based on interviews with the top law enforcement who have ties to federal agencies, the militia community, military, as well as individuals close to the Trump administration. The timeline, although subject to change, is our current best guess as to how the moves on this chessboard are likely to play out. It covers the Supreme Court nomination, Election Day, the Insurrection Act, left-wing terrorism, financial markets, election outcomes, and more. It's a commendable overview, but surprises could emerge, which could change things. Here's what we see as possibly likely play out, given the current best information. So now it says here, pre-election chaos, September 20th to November 2nd. Left-wing insurrectionists will continue to ramp up their riots, resorting to increasingly violent and escalated attacks on law enforcement, federal buildings, and conservative groups. These attacks will almost exclusively take place in Democratic cities, counties, and states. That's because the Democrats allow and even encourage these riots, while Republicans tend to shut them down with police action. Recent attempts by left-wing rioters to stage large events in Republican states, such as Texas, have been quickly shut down, and both Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorist organizations only have legal protection for their acts in areas where left-wing DAs will refuse to charge them with crimes. A new surge of riots and violence will now take place due to the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the infanticide advocate who was a hero of the left because she protected the right to abort their own babies without legal consequences. As abortion is a core value of the left, they are infuriated over the thought that a foe of unlimited abortion might be appointed to the court. We anticipate pro-abortion rioters and left-wing anarchists will specifically target the homes of GOP senators rioting outside their homes. This has already happened. This was in the 20th, and I've already seen this happening in a number, I wasn't keeping track of it, but, you know, the protesters are going and demonstrating out of in front of the homes of political people of a different ilk than theirs. Rioting outside their homes and threatening violence against them if they do not agree to delay any vote on a new Supreme Court justice until after January 20th. These riots have already begun against McConnell, but it will expand to many other senators. Importantly, President Trump will not take aggressive law enforcement action against terrorist uprisings before the election. Rules of engagement with rioters will continue to be relatively passive, allowing rioters to escalate their tactics without much of a response from federal law enforcement. All this will change after the election, but until then, America is going to have to endure 40 days of chaos, arson, violence, and illegal rebellion activity that will target Trump supporters, law enforcement, Christians, and conservatives. During this time, the U.S. Senate will likely hold hearings for a new Supreme Court nominee, but will not hold a vote before the election. The reason for this comes down to vulnerable Senate seats, where DOP members in light race and tight races might be unable to hold their seats if they are forced to vote on a new Supreme Court nominee before the election. The stock market will continue to trend upward during this time due to the relentless money printing by the Federal Reserve. They will pull
except
out
today. All today.
Except for today.
Except today.
they will pull out all of the stops to keep the markets going, even if it means directly purchasing equities. There will be a huge price to pay for all this money printing later, of course. There is a strong possibility of a military conflict with China in the South China Sea near Taiwan before the election. Pentagon forces are itching for war, and they want to stop a stage of conflict there to open the coffers so that more money flows to weapon contractors who give kickbacks to top Pentagon officials. Social media sites will begin deleting vocal conservatives. Okay, and that was going up to November 2nd. Now, the next section here is Election Day. On Election Day, Big Tech will activate widespread censorship of nearly all conservative channels, blacklisting them from posting, so that only pro-Biden conversations can take place online. Any who post in favor of Trump will be instantly banned. the insurrectionist corporations, corporate media, will gaslight the nation, declaring Trump isn't winning, even if he is. Any results that show Trump winning in a landslide will be dismissed as early disinformation, because the media has to give the Democrats enough time to counterfeit the fake ballots they need and the districts they need to try to rig and steal the election. As the elections get underway, the left-wing media will fake exit polls to try to establish that Biden is winning. This way, when Democrats counterfeit ballots, the stolen election results will match all the exit polls, and the media will claim it all checks out. By the end of the day, Trump will be winning an electoral victory, but many swing states, such as Michigan and Pennsylvania, will deliberately delay the reporting of the results, claiming mail-in ballots will take weeks to count. They will refuse to officially report any victory for Trump. Throughout Election Day, the left-wing media will also robotically claim voter suppression, setting up narrative that if Trump wins, he must have won by suppressing the vote of black people, because he's a racist, of course. Immediate post-election action. Immediately after the election, Democrats will likely activate their full-blown chaos agenda to throw the county into mass chaos, making any accurate counting of remaining votes almost impossible. This will begin with so-called zero-day attacks that target U.S. infrastructures, including the power grid, telecommunications, transportation, and water supplies. These attacks will plunge many areas of America into extreme chaos and lead to exploding crisis scenarios, which will quickly escalate into panic among the populations of certain cities where the attacks are focused. In concert with the zero-day attacks, left-wing insurrectionists will be given the go signal to flood into the streets, violently attacking Trump supporters with the full forces of the weapons that have been smuggled into the hands of BLM terrorists via communist China, which is providing heavy weapons to U.S. insurrectionists. Full auto battle rifles, RPGs, whatever that is, mortars, and more. Within days, many of America's streets will be full-blown active war zones. This will quickly force Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act, which he will do, activating military assets, which he has pre-positioned in 50 U.S. cities under the cover of Operation Warp Speed, the vaccine program. And from here, curfews will be enacted in many cities, and military personnel will quickly regain control of the streets. This will drive left-wing forces into guerrilla warfare mode, which will continue through January. In this mode, the left-wing terrorists will resort to classic guerrilla warfare tactics, such as sabotage, politically targeted assassinations, and bombings of key infrastructures. We are going to witness the radical left descend into a full-blown militant insurrectionist force, like the Shining Path in Peru, with kidnappings of the children of prominent conservatives, assassinations, bombings, and more. It won't take long for this to escalate. Now, there's more here, but I don't think I'm going to read the rest. If any of you want to have a copy of this email, then just send me an email, and I'll send it to you. I might read the rest on Sunday or next Wednesday, but I'll just say how to get prepared. I'll just read that. First, stock up on food, water, firearms, ammunition, communications gear, water filters, off-grid gear, and everything you think you might need to survive 4 months of chaos and civil war. There are many scenarios in which civil war becomes the most likely outcome. Secondly, watch educational videos to learn about firearms, red dot sites, emergency gear, and more. Bug out of the cities now while you still can. You do not want to be left in any large city once all this gets underway. Prepare for internet outages and sabotage. We're going to be posting an IP address soon that you can use to bypass DNS systems and access our websites, even if global name servers go down. Watch more preparedness videos at bitchute.com. A channel there called Man-Made Survival Gear has a lot of good information. There's also a channel called U.S. Sports Radio that features a lot of tactical firearm training videos. Read your Bible and pray for divine protection. We all need it. This is a compilation of several opinions, and keep in mind that there's other possible contingencies which would change outcomes. With a little luck, hopefully none of this will happen, but it is wise to prepare for the worst. Good luck. And keep in mind, there's a whole other section here. I only read, let me see here. I read up to post-election chaos, November, December, January, and Inauguration Day and post-inauguration day, and I didn't read those. So you can get them by emailing me, and I'll send the whole thing, or you can watch for the next time I announce that I'm going to read it and just show up on our call, and I might read the rest. Okay. And on that note, let me see here. Now, you know, in reading all that, I am not taking a political position. I'm not, this is not about politics. I mean, some of the dissent might be about politics, but I'm just saying, given what's already been happening, it's anything is possible. And I'm just, if anyone is as passionately wants to make a comment, but don't make a political comment. Don't attack Trump. Don't attack Biden, you know, at this point. And just give you a chance to. Did any of that surprise any of you?
Unmuted.
I win. But you know, there's two mass gatherings Saturday for prayer for the nation. They've had Franklin Graham and Jonathan Cahn Saturday in the National Mall. It's a prayer march and a solemn assembly. So if you want to participate that in that, but you know, you can go.
Send me an email. Okay. And thank you.
All right.
Anyone else want to say anything?
Yes, Wynn. Yes. This is Robin from Virginia. I follow Q. Q has said that there will not be a civil war. And I tend to believe a lot of what Q says. So I just thought I'd put that out there.
Okay. Well, thank you. I certainly hope not. Someone else want to say something?
Yes, actually. Wynn, did you read Caesar's question yet?
I'm getting to it. Just a moment.
And how many people are involved in this insurrection? It can't be more than a few tens of thousands at the most. Well, there's you. And who else? Okay, here's the long and short of it from my point of view. It's just Michael in San Diego. We're here as light workers, to embody this energy of change. And the best thing that we could do is hold the space for peace and for tranquility, and that everything proceeds in an orderly fashion. At the same time, it's wise to stock up. Martin Armstrong suggested buying canned food, and I would agree with him.
Meanwhile, you speak of this while directed energy weapons are burning up your state. People believe that there's a difference in the Democratic or Republican parties. People, politicians are controlled by the same individuals that have.
And I can't do shit about that.
I know, no. But I'm just saying you are.
So I'm only doing about what I can control.
Okay, listen.
What can we do about hiding or getting away from this stuff?
Yeah,
I wasn't trying to be. But I'm nervous.
No. You know what? It's easy to get passionate and political, and all I wanted to do was give people a warning. We do a prayer group every night. We have really good energy that we spread over the planet. And you know what?
Besides preparing and gathering, what can we do as far as getting away from, you know, the surveillance and hiding out? I mean, not everybody has the means. I guess, you know, really I've accepted it and been praying and realized any day could be my last. But
you live in Texas, yes?
Yes, sir.
At least Texas is one of those states that is apparently, to my understanding, crashing down on all these riot things. But you know what? They could break up food chains. I would be more worried. I'd be more worried if I lived in a big city in California. But, you know, most people can't do anything. And
I wasn't trying to be rude to that guy. I got a little, I'm sorry about that. I was just like,
that's okay.
You know, I got to say, I fully agree with Michael. You prepare yourself as best you can, have water and canned food, etc. And then the other thing you can do for all that negative stuff is just put it in your prayers. Come to Whole Planet Healing. I think that's really the best you can do. And don't be fearful. Don't be fearful. Just have faith, but still do your best.
You know, I'll tell you something. Let's suppose there's rioters going through the street. I personally believe if you get good vibrations around your house, they'll bypass you.
Yeah.
And if you're sitting in your house trembling, they'll sense it, you know?
Yeah.
Every night, we have a group of people that have the most incredibly good vibrations. We do it at 7 o'clock every night. Write this down if you're new, because we're going to do it after this call in 15 minutes. Write this number down, because I guarantee it works. You might have to come a few times till you cool yourself down from all the anxiety.
but it's like a community that started of people who are sincerely loving, which is really hard to find. It's not about following the Elohim, but the Elohim creates... I'll give you guys a number, okay? 712.
We have too much noise. I'm going to mute the phone lines and then you repeat it, okay?
Muted.
712-770-4340 and the PIN is 250-513. Wow. 712-770-4340 and the PIN is 250-513. And when we do this call, I don't like to use the word prayer because I don't consider this a religion, but we are having a connection with a source that can combine with our energies and help make things happen. And we're going to hear them talk in just a moment, but don't go away. And on Whole Planet Healing, we have seen things happen. Like one of the people on our calls happened to live in paradise. When there was that fire and the city burned down, and all the houses around him were burned to a crisp, and his wasn't, all right? We have had other times when we've worked with hurricanes, and we caused a hurricane more than once that was supposed to aiming at a city that was going to devastate it, and against all the predictions, something occurred with the hurricane where that didn't happen. They are really powerful, and we're going to talk to them now. And thank you. And thank you, the person in Arlington. You know what? By speaking up the way you did, you brought a lot of good stuff out. So thank you. You're a good guy. And you'll enjoy Whole Planet Healing. It's one of those things where people are talking to each other. You know, people get to be isolated. When you're isolated and you're alone and all these things are happening, it's scary, right? I mean, I would say on Whole Planet Healing, the people that are getting to know each other, if somebody was desperate, they'd put them up in their living room. But you have to get to know people. You know, that's not any requirement to show up, but people are really helping each other. I mean, I can't tell you. I didn't know how this would work out. When I started doing it, I said to myself, do I really want to do a call every night at 7 o'clock? And I didn't, okay? But I knew, I had a feeling it would work. And so we started doing it. And now even I look forward to it, okay? So I screwed up on all the questions for tonight, except I'll ask John's question or Cedar's question. But we probably have, 10 minutes. We're gonna talk to our sources. Now remember, you don't have to believe anything about these guys. You don't have to believe evaluate them by their vibrations and their consistency to know that they care. They never try to control anybody. They never try to make people afraid of, God's will or anything like that. They never do it. They only deliver helpful, loving things to us. So, Terry, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted
for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We have already adjusted our energies so that we are able and willing and now connect with anyone and everyone on the line that wishes to be connected with. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense or doesn't resonate with you, then disregard it. That is not meant for you at the time. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line or the computer. That's where the voice comes from. Do you have questions?
Well, I just read a bunch of possible scenarios coming up, which I just want you to, if you want, to make any comments on.
It is good to be prepared. It is important to ask for the best circumstances, but if the worst circumstances do come forth in your particular area, then to be prepared to know how you are going to respond. So we put forth that the best possible scenarios will go smoothly through the election, and that the result will be favorable.
Thank you. Now, a very quick question here. Sija sent me a question about, it's her understanding a large asteroid is coming in very close proximity to Earth on September 24th at 4:02 a.m. September 24th, 4:02 a.m. Pacific. Now, you know what? I'm not sure that's true. I mean, people say anything, and she didn't give the source where that came from, but that's what she's saying. September 24th is tomorrow at 4 a.m.
Ask John, is this the same one that was predicted to come on November 2nd?
John, you want to unmute yourself, star 6? Don't sound panicked. Just talk naturally, if that's possible. Hello, John.
Can you hear me, Wynn?
I hear you. Yeah.
The other one is still coming. This is a new one.
This is a different one. Okay.
Yeah, this is a new one. Yeah.
Okay, where did the information come from?
This is from Earth Changes channel on YouTube.
That's a guy by the name of Mitch somebody, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
This is okay, definitely a new one, and it's okay. Time and date is correct.
John,
tomorrow morning.
Okay, John, don't say any more because we don't have time.
Okay.
I turn it over to our sources. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Give us a moment. we do not normally like to vet or not vet data that people have. We have been keeping track of the one that is mentioned for November 2nd, and we have been working on that for protection. We will take a look at this new projection. It won't be very long before you will be able to see if it is correct or incorrect, or if we were able to affect a change. Offhand, we do not see a problem that we do not wish to take that to the bank at this moment, having just begun to check it out.
Thank you very much. Okay. And I apologize to everybody who sent in questions.
Is there any chance we could ask a question now fast?
Ask a question fast, okay? All right. Who's got an easy question here?
Just choose
okay.
The first one.
Here we go. Dharmananda. Dharmananda, a spiritual teacher I know says that Satan owns our DNA. Is that true?
Satan would like to own your DNA. Satan may make reaches into the potential of owning your DNA, but this is not true. Satan does not own your DNA.
I didn't think so. He would have made me explode by now. All right.
Is there any other short question?
Well, 6:58 here. Let me see if there's another short question. Okay, let's see. Mark Sonnenberg, your questions are not short and too complicated, okay? Okay, for this call, since we have so little time. No, here, CJ said, would you sum up the importance of prayer and one's ability to influence the change and change the outcome of events?
We remind you of the way that events are created. Events are hologramic, and they are a result of the input of all of the influences upon the output. In making a prayer, you are putting an input into the situation that can help sway the output significantly, or depending upon all the other factors, dependent upon the resulting mix of the whole.
So, in many cases, prayer is maybe the greatest power we have in changing the potential outcomes of events.
It can be very powerful.
Yeah.
Yes. Could entirely change the whole hologramic out.
Yes. And of course, with prayer, if somebody doesn't understand why prayer is so important, the other side is filled with beings, energies, angels, Elohims, Ra, and in the higher realms, the higher beings can combine with your energy to strengthen what you're asking for.
That, that is correct. If you are praying for the highest good.
Yeah. As long as it's for the highest good, even if sometimes you don't know. But that's why our whole plan of healing is so important, because every night we're on that call and we are creating group intentions. You know, there's sometimes 40 people on the line, which I don't think is very money for what we're doing. But we're creating group intentions, and then we have our support system on the other side coming in and adding their energy to our intentions when it's for the highest good and honoring free will. And, you know, people wonder, what can I do? And the other result of that is just by doing that, you get rewards in your own consciousness, in your own joy, in your own fulfillment of doing something of service, which makes your life better. Okay? If you, those of you that, I'll say the number one more time, 712-770-4340, pin 250-513. We're going there right now. Okay? And,
hey, where?
Yeah.
When? How many questions are there not answered?
About 4 or 5.
Could we make it Whole Planet Healing on Whole Planet Healing to finish?
No.
Okay.
I don't think it's a good idea, okay?
All right.
I would rather do it Sunday morning, okay?
You want to finish the question Sunday morning?
I'll think about it, okay? All right.
But I want to share is when two or more are gathered in my name, and then, you know, Whole Planet Healing is the place to be. If you want your intentions, your energy to be in operation for the highest good of all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And thank you for all the new people that showed up tonight, and I hope to come again. All right. On that note,
unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded.